33 minutes past the hour, Texas Standard Time. I'm David Brown. Nearly 1 million military reservists have deployed since September 11, 2001. That's according to the Pentagon's Defense Manpower Data Center. Now, for many of those reservists and Guard members, one allure of service beyond national loyalty and patriotism is the benefits. Things like health care, the GI Bill, which increases for members during and after a deployment. But now more and more troops are returning home to find they won't be able to tap into those benefits sometimes at all. Here to talk about it is Alex Horton. He is a reporter for the independent military newspaper Stars and Stripes, and he's based in San Antonio. Alex, welcome to Texas Standard.
Thanks for having me, David.
So what's happening to these National Guard and Reserve Service members? How are they finding themselves without benefits?
Well, in a nutshell, the Pentagon has decided along with Congress that, you know, sending people abroad around the world is expensive. There are cost measurements to be made, not just for sending people in helicopters and tanks and personnel carriers around the world, but the benefits packages they come with. So the Pentagon came up with a compromise. They said, well, we'll find a way to mobilize reservists around the world for all kinds of missions, but we're going to strip them of the GI Bill. And this is a measure that was created 2 years ago, but it has been a little quiet among reservists. So there is an increasing amount of folks who are deployed for missions who are unaware of this thing.
But let me stop you right there, though. Isn't an entitlement, I mean, the GI Bill, for example, you've gone ahead and you've pledged your life to the military, or at least a portion of it. That's a deal that you have made with the government, right? Don't they owe you what they've committed to?
Absolutely. And I think a lot of reservists are feeling frustrated by what they feel is a violation of the social contract of the GI Bill and the spirit of the GI Bill. It was created in 1944 by President Roosevelt as an acknowledgement that troops gave up a lot of their time. They sacrificed their body, their minds in some cases, and they should have something to show for as they come home. And this is a benefit that across the force is acknowledged. When you serve on active duty, you accumulate those benefits, full stop, no questions asked. But this benefit has been altered for about 2 years now to where it is an exemption and a restriction to a very peculiar and a very obscure deployment code that's been used almost 5,000 times in the last 2 years.
So who is actually getting affected here? Are they people who have been recruited more recently than others, or who's taking the hit?
It's a broad range. This deployment code does not discriminate against lower enlisted, senior enlisted officers. Everyone who is in a reserve component of the military is potentially affected by this.
So is this arbitrarily applied? Or, I mean, how do you know if you're going to have your benefits or not?
What the force will tell you and what individual reserve components will tell you is, yes, these reservists are informed of their benefits. They know what's happening going into it before they deploy. What I've been hearing on the ground is a much different story. You know, there are a group of 300 reservist Marines that were pulled from all across the country to serve on a 7-month deployment to Honduras. Those Marines were there for months, and one person found out about this exception to the GI Bill, and word slowly spread through the ranks. And almost to a man, everyone was under the impression they would get GI Bill time for it. And when they came home, when the Marines had an opportunity to instruct them on this benefit, there was a long kind of, I described it as Kafka-esque, benefits presentation by the Department of Veterans Affairs, who had no idea that they were deployed under this code. So it was a very kind of frustrating, long process. And a lot of Marines still don't know and understand how their benefits are affected. And it's been, almost a year since they've been mobilized.
Too early to hear any response from lawmakers or anyone who could make a difference for these soldiers?
So there are a couple of fixes in play. There's a Senate bill that would seek to amend this to make it look like all other or most other authorizations that include GI Bill benefits for active duty time. There is another omnibus bill that has similar language. The only problem with both of those fixes is, like, once they're passed, they're going to take about a year to implement. For the Marines I spoke to for the story, it's not so much that the benefit is not available to them. I mean, that's frustrating enough. I think a lot of the added insult to injury was they said their leadership had numerous opportunities to jump in and explain this to them, and you know, the Marine Corps did not take it upon themselves to inform them of this. I have heard back through a few folks who were on that deployment that the Marine Corps Commandant, General Neller, is now getting involved to see what he can do, mostly through an awareness plan. You know, the details are skim yet, but this has got the attention of, you know, the highest ranks of the Marine Corps leadership.
Alex Horton is a reporter for Stars and Stripes. Thanks again.
Thanks for having me, David.